Basile et via les côtes. Mais il faut que nous prenions en pile précaution à l'île Basile.
Nous supposons prendre précaution vraiment parce que ça a passé sous planète là là, donc c'est pas bagaille, c'est pas jouer petit monde hein, malgré tout. Et même leur vacciné ou c'est pas un jouet vraiment précaution hein, lila lila nous supposons pas. 18 hammer fall in our lives. Lean on hammer down. Ring like mine. Yeah! Funky Revolutions for the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays 2 to 4 p.m. Pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
Revolution. Yo.
Mal élevé,
Encore cette semaine, restez bien des nôtres. C'est rythme international dit funky et ces dernières des solutions que nous nommons la révolution. Avec moi-même, Khalid, l'espace que nous créons, Funky Revolutions, sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF à Montréal. On aurait débuté récemment un hommage à Lee Scratch Perry, ce producteur, ce reggae man, ce dubber, qui a eu une importante influence et une part à jouer dans le développement du reggae, de rocksteady jusqu'au reggae. Et plusieurs des enregistrements classiques des années 70 et certainement un rôle important dans la création du dub, son avancement. Un homme qui aurait débuté La carrière de Bob Marley et les Wailers, leur sang au début des années 70. Aujourd'hui, on regarde vraiment le début de sa carrière, pas en tant que producteur à la fin des années 60, mais vraiment ses tentatives d'être un chanteur, son rôle à l'intérieur d'une transition du ska au rocksteady et les débuts du reggae. Ça, c'est dans notre deuxième heure. On aurait débuté l'émission avec Scorpio Universel, bien sûr, de 1978, Tilou Lup. On va commencer ou rester dans ces moments-là des années 70, au début de l'émission, un peu partout, des rythmes qui s'entrecroisent, un esprit à travers la planète, avec les sons qui locaux et régionaux qui a influencé un rythme, un funk qu'on l'appelle du compas ou du kabyle disco. Je vous amène maintenant en 1976 avec un musicien, vraiment un chanteur kabyle qui est allé en France mi-70 pour essayer de se lancer une carrière. Et sous les pressions d'un producteur algérien, avec des musiciens français, il ira plus en dehors du kabyle, des chansons traditionnelles, pour aller dans le disco, si vous voulez. C'était la chanson qu'on écoutera, la version dernière d'un simple qui s'appelait Yema. Voici sur les ondes du peuple Aït Meslayin et Elfen on the Mothership Connection Funky Revolutions.
سان وين يتوسانك يا خضار ليك عشقا ليك ساون أساكي قليليس لمية أدك صديون وإذا كي تميزن أطغضليس ندونيس روح النغب على فرنسن وقراند إمختفن ذات وذمون بالركيس على نتعيشي بالسيف كارسن ماشي هو صغري ماس يحفظي تيب ويزيد في شويق هادي بدون هادي سمو السوس ميكسر راحي وقرشو بيس اموشنيك تاويق اسمنا ذي حد الكرموس اسر صبرا في ميس نامولاش يغجرنا الخيق شوها الله ورمت مغارين أما أنا ما تشيد الفن فقني يكون من التورة أو إذا كنت تغنين سخن مثل مخنون أما سنين غفت الرقسة يبقى تورخن الوالدين أنسين الفرورخن
made you think you were adventures. Oh, now lies to stay with you. That the world. You were a cancerous. That the world. You were a cancerous. Oh, we're gonna make it, we're gonna make it, we're gonna make it. We gonna make it, we gonna make it, we gonna make it, we gonna make it, we gonna make it.
Really music from the mid-70s on Funky Revolutions with myself, Khalid. We started the program in 1978 with Scorpio Universel, T. Lou Lupe, and their track, really heavy on the synths. And then in 1976, this last set started with Ait Meslayin, a Kabylie singer who went to the Paris. And in 1976, the B-side to Yema. This started the set with El Fen. And then from Benin, a group we've heard before from 1974, their self-titled album, Voices of Darkness, with We Gonna Make It. And then all the way back into the States, Guinese musician who recorded in 76 a self-titled album, Sidiku Bouari and Iro Lepa. We're going to try and keep with some of the kind of the same rhythms and go to some recent albums, releases. I played a track or two from some of these groups in the past and thought it was worthwhile going back to their most recent work. First, we go on Funky Revolutions. Well, we'll get to Nemanja, and I also really like this group, their work over the last couple of years, Orchestre Tout-Puissant, Marcel Duchamp. And each album really kind of explores a different kind of focus. In our second hour on Funky Revolutions, we started a kind of tribute to Lee Scratch Perry. And we certainly will return to him in our second hour, looking really at the beginning of his career in the 1960s. Stay with us as we go to Cosmic Disco, the LP from Nemanja last year, 2020. This is Dao Yen on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to celebrate its 35th anniversary in music. Come and discover 10 musical groups from November 2nd to the 7th at the legendary Club Ballatoon. Don't miss these free special evening shows. For more information, productionnuitdafrique.com.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you. power to dance to the end of the universe. Come on, my children. Let's dance.
At the end.
Sinte Kanofe, from the 2014 album In the Land of Autila, from Aphrodisi Orchestra. The Odyssey from this group that's been around since about 2013, two albums at least. This was their first, out of Athens, Greece. And before that, Orchestre Tout-Puissant Marcel Duchamp played a track a couple of months ago from We're Okay, But We're Lost Anyway, with the track Beginning. Really enjoyed this group, worth checking out. And started the set after the break, Nemanja, from end of 2020, Cosmic Disco, and Dua Yen, celebrating the dance. We're about to get into our second hour and the second part of our tribute to Lee Scratch Perry. But I wanted to throw these tracks in. Well, they'll get this there anyways. We start off with a new album called Fatigue from Lorraine. This is going to be Find It. And end with The Bug, his newest album, Fire. And I'll bring us right into, dubbish sounds and appropriate after the break in our second hour, homage to Lee Scratch Perry. The early years.
say him army well equipped. Another man say him army super fit. A next man say him have hypersonic. The sink warship deeper than Titanic. Next man say attack, no attack. Make sure say no defense system a work. Because if I press this red button, every city gone under the earth. In a this war, a tribulation war, a every nation war. Yet it's a global war. Yeah. In a this war, a tribulation war, a every nation war. Yet it's a global war. Yeah. You would have just war. It's a mystical war. Yes, it's a biblical war. And it's a global war.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky revolutions,
whoa,
funky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky revolutions, funky.
You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
Full cinema clean.
Ghetto music.
We think of Joe Higgs as the first Trenchtown artist.
Music originated from the confrontation of the struggle. So the roots really is from matter of struggle. That's where it's from. It's not even good to be known that you are from Trenchtown. This is the kind of strength that you have to really accumulate.
Reggae is a confrontation of sound, man. Reggae has to have that.